Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining on this call at a short notice. Given the current volatility in financial markets and resultant liquidity scenario, we have been receiving queries from analysts and thought appropriate to do a call and share our views collectively. The liquidity situation has been tight and more so over the last 2 months. However, we have continued our business as usual during the period of liquidity crisis. Though our clear emphasis is on portfolio first. During this period, we have raised over 6,000 crore rupees of long-term funds. I am meaning the period from 1st October to 30th of June through various long-term resources. And this has helped us to continue our business as usual. We have also strengthened our ALM policy and we maintain adequate liquidity buffers to meet repayment obligations and to continue business uninterrupted. We closely monitor and perform stress tests to ensure enough funds flow to comfortably meet our obligations, assuming at all times that no fresh funding shall be available. So that's about our liquidity situation. I will now request Mr. Chamriya to share his perspectives.
Thank you, Karan. We have taken certain successful initiatives over the last few years to make Magma a process-driven organization and the organization which is future-ready. I'll touch upon some of these matters. First, we have strengthened our approach towards the risk and introduced enterprise-wide independent risk management framework. And the ERM is headed by the CRO, Mr. Deepak Patkar, who comes with a rich experience in implementing and managing risk. On appointing CRO, we have been ahead of the regulatory guidelines. The independent risk vertical assesses and monitors all types of risk, be it credit governance, operational, fraud, infosec and compliance risk, and including risk associated with the new products and services, customer types, geographies and channels. We've been early adopters of technology and with just about 310 branches around the country using a hub and spoke approach and equipping our frontline sales team with the mobility applications, we cover nearly 85% of the PIN codes in the country. Additionally, our credit engine is operating at scale in our asset finance business with nearly two-thirds of the business being entirely straight through with limited human intervention in decisioning. To further boost our digital initiatives, we now have created a dedicated position of Chief Digital Officer. In addition to leading technology, customer service and operations function, the CDO will also be responsible for mining our rich database of nearly 2.5 million customers and using data and marketing analytics to segment and target the customer base for cross-sell. During FY19, we launched MServe, our customer relationship management solution that streamlined and improved customer services across various touchpoints. MServe provides a 360-degree view of each customer and tracks every single interaction we have with the customer through the loan life cycle. In addition to aiding customer query handling uniformly across our branch network and on inbound calls to our call center, MServe has enabled us to double our cross-sell loan volumes and by effectively displaying loan offers to our existing customers. The improved customer service and engagement will spearhead revenue growth faster, owing to greater lead generation and increased customer loyalty. We hope to further substantially increase our monthly cross-sell volumes over the next few months. With our digitization drive, we foresee significant increase in the productivity, business with the repeat customers, and increase in direct business, all of which will lead to significant reduction in our OPEX. We also launched a large digital transformation project for streamlining our processes and are currently building our new loan origination systems, data warehouse, mobility solutions, etc. These efforts, once completed, will result in automated workflows, digital documentation, credit engine integration into the API economy, field force gamification of incentive plans, and analytics-led decision-making, all leading to reduced loan processing time and higher productivity for our 6,000-plus field force. I would now like to speak about some organizational changes in the vehicle finance business named as ABF. Kaushik Banerjee, as you all know, is the CEO of the ABF business. His family commitments and health has prevented him from execution of a full-time CEO role, and therefore he has stepped down from this position. However, Kaushik shall continue to be exclusively associated with Magma as an advisor for the rest of the current fiscal year. We have taken various initiatives for the ABF business. The EWI and the CPMI parameters, branch and product grading, focus on used assets business are some of the few which have become part of Magma's culture and are here to stay. In ABF, we have a strong team of Chief Credit Officer, National Business Head, Chief Strategy Officer and the National Product Head handling respective senior responsibilities under Kaushik, who would continue to help in the smooth running of the business. Our three other businesses, which is the mortgage, SME and the insurance, are well settled with respective CEOs fully in charge. This has released enough bandwidth and therefore I shall be presently looking at the ABF business. Kaushik shall continue to work closely with me as an advisor to the business. We would not like to disrupt our strategy and culture which we have built in the last few years with change in the leadership at this point in time. I will now request Kaushik to step in and share his thoughts, and then we would be happy to take a few questions.
Good evening, everybody. I'm happy to share that with many transformational steps that we have taken over the past 1.5 years, in terms of our business strategy in ABF, the improvement in the processes that we have brought in, focus on implementation, the ABF business is right on track, and I'm confident the company will build on the strong foundation in the future. We have over this time transformed the organization through a cultural change, a culture of portfolio first, and several initiatives that we have undertaken like branch and product grading, incentives linked to the actual performance of the portfolio generated, the realignment of the product mix, the significant high weightage on used vehicles, the implementation of the credit decisioning platform, and several others. As Sanjay highlighted, these initiatives are now part of our culture and shall ensure continued superior business performance over time. I also wish to share with you that over the past 6 months, I've had to take certain short breaks, primarily due to my family priorities and my own personal health. And as a result, I've not been able to do full justice to my responsibility as CEO of the ABF business, and I thought it only fair that I should step down from this role, and I've been requesting Sanjay and the board of the company to relieve me of my responsibilities for some time. And I'm thankful to them for considering my request and allowing me to step down for my full-time responsibilities. I shall, however, continue to remain closely associated with the ABF business team as advisor for the rest of the current financial year and beyond if required. I'm aware of the fact that the external environment, and I do understand, is a difficult juncture for the company and for me to move on from full-time responsibility of the business. However, at times, one has to take tough calls due to personal situations, and my current situation is one of those. The institutional shall continue its business as usual. I've had the privilege to work with a great team who's equally passionate in working with me to deliver the business transformation. And I'm grateful to the board and to Sanjay to have been given the opportunity to lead the ABF business in Magma. I sincerely appreciate the inputs and advice received from Sanjay during my tenure as the CEO, and I look forward to continuing to work closely with him in my advisory capacity. I shall keep on meeting and interacting with you going forward as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Kaushik. Sanjay, Manish, Kaushik, Deepak, Mahinder, Harsh, and I would be happy to take any queries any of you may have. Request the moderator to step in, please.
Sure, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing 1 key. Participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. Thank you. We have a first question from Mr. Aaron Armstrong. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi there, good evening. Thanks very much for taking my question. So as you're aware, we're shareholders of your company, sir, at Aviva Investors, and we have been there since the beginning of the year when you and I met back in February. We have nothing but respect and praise for the execution and the hard work that Magma has done over the last 1 or 2 years and the turnaround and the strategy that management have implemented. However, we do have some concern about the way that this information was disclosed to the market, particularly with regards to the share price move over the few days leading up to this announcement, the issue with Mr. Koshik's name being removed from the website, and also how this fits into the exchange rules as well, with this being a material piece of information to the share price. So please could you talk about the strategy that you had for disclosing this to the market, the issue for the website, and any other comments you can give in that respect, please.
Thank you. As far as the stock exchange information is concerned, the required legal provisions state that the key managerial personnel, as defined under the Companies Act, and that's pretty legal definition, when they join or when they exit, information has to be given to stock exchange within 24 hours. And the person to be classified as KMP are decided by the board. So there was not no legal requirement to send a direct information to the stock exchange. The change in the company's website happens as and when their new members join or leave. And this is how it had happened at the time when the event has happened. This is what we consistently have followed in the past and had also followed this time. On the point of your suggesting that this should have been handled better, we take your input and appreciate.
Thank you. I'm sure you can appreciate that this has left a slightly negative reflection in terms of how this has been handled. I think it's debatable whether this is whether or not Mr. Koshik was a KMP by the legal definition or not. However, do you think that this really is something that shareholders should have been informed of as soon as possible? This website issue really was a negative development for shareholders. Do you acknowledge that?
We take your inputs on this point. Koshik is continuing to be associated with the company. So in a sense, it was a change of role. But we appreciate what you have mentioned, and this will be a valuable input to us from a valued investor going forward.
But thank you. And as I said at the beginning, I have nothing but respect for the job that management have done, and there's an excellent strategy in place, and I have full confidence on the execution. Perhaps then just the last point from me, if we could speak about moving forward, any kind of transitions or continuity plans that are in place. Mr. Vice Chairman from the promoter family, will he be increasing his involvement day to day? Any kind of changes that we can expect? And then more broadly, as Mr. Koshik steps away in FY21, would we expect some new hires to be made at the senior level?
Sorry, I didn't understand. Is there a question or is this an observation that you have made?
A question, please. So in terms of whether Mr. Vice Chairman...
Can you just clarify the question once again, please?
Sure. So, as Mr. Koshik steps away from some of his responsibilities, what kind of changes will be made in terms of whether Mr. Vice Chairman will become more involved in the company or whether the existing management team will take on more responsibility? And then looking forward, maybe 1 or 2 years from now, would you expect to make some more hires, a direct replacement?
Okay. Thanks for clarifying the question. You see, the business which Koshik has been and was looking after is the vehicle finance business, and that is something which in Magma we have been running over the last 25 years. And Koshik came on board in November 2016, and even at that point of time, the overall AUM of the ABF business was about 11,500 crores, and currently it is at about 13,000 crores. So the company has had vintage leadership in the ABF business, and as some time back in my inaugural address I mentioned that we have five critical resources in the leadership team, which is the national business head, the chief credit officer, the chief strategy officer, the national product and the channel head, and the finance controller. Out of these five, three of them have been with the company for more than 10 years, and two of them, which is the chief credit officer and the national business head in ABF business, have been with the company for close to 20 years. So, and Kaushik, he brought on board some of the critical leadership resources which were missing. So, for example, the national product head and the chief strategy officer, and also people at the regional level and the zonal levels. The one other change which has happened is from April onwards this year, the entire leadership team is now operating under one roof in Mumbai, whereas until 31st March, we had the team split across four locations, which is Calcutta, Delhi, Mumbai, and Bangalore. And we have really found that this has been a great advantage, and it is a luxury we never had before. And this has really helped in the tighter execution of the strategy without any dimmer or change. And therefore, we are pretty confident that going forward, there would be no let up in execution of the strategy, which is principally portfolio first, and then bringing the product mix to improve the ROA of the ABF business. Having said that, as Kaushik pointed out, that one needs to take a call based on the personal and the professional life as to what needs to be done. And it has been really unfortunate that due to the unforeseen developments, he had to abort his otherwise a long association, which was destined for about 5 years with the company. And that is what he and me have indicated to the various representatives, investor community that we have ever dealt with. So I can assure you and all others on the call that there will be no let up in the execution of the ABF strategy. And I have earlier looked after this business. It was part of the board level strategy that I needed to move to the governance and the strategy role, and having a more empowered CEOs and the support function structure which would kind of manage their respective roles. So in today's time, when it is so volatile from the liability side, and even on the demand side, as you can see that in the first quarter, the sale of the vehicles has been down by about 15 to 20% YOY, and which is a multi-year low. What we need to make sure is that there is a consistent and stable leadership which is provided to the troops at the ground level, and two, the portfolio quality, which is today, and we can say with a lot of pride, is one of the best in the industry, does not suffer any let up, and this is going to be our focus. Second, our focus will be that with the increase in the cost of funds owing to the liability side, how do we alter the product mix, again keeping in view the portfolio quality, and try and protect the NIMs. And I can share with you that in the first quarter, which is April, May and June, which is the period when Kaushik was transitioning from his earlier role as a full-time to his role as an advisor, that the team of five people has been doing a wonderful job. And therefore, we decided that at this juncture, and Kaushik is around until the end of March 2020, that I on a full-time basis and he on a part-time basis will continue to support and provide the consistent guidance and supervision to the team. So far as your other question is concerned, that are we looking to do something in FY21 after this? Of course. I mean, this is the long stated strategy that we would like to have the business-wise CEOs, and therefore we will look at it once the current volatility settles down and it is a more stabilized atmosphere in the business. Hope this answers your question and concern.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my questions. We remain long-term shareholders, and best of luck for steering the company through these difficult times. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Shubhranshu. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. One is that you've alluded to cross-sell in your speech earlier. Just want to understand what are your cross-sell volume targets as well as cross-sell value targets, and what kind of OPEX reduction are you looking at with this cross-sell strategy?
Shubhranshu, we won't be talking. We are under the silent period, so we won't be talking any numbers as of now.
Okay.
So what I will do is I can give a more qualitative reply. That
yeah, sure.
This is something that we actually started last year in February, March, and wherein we said how to achieve the customer delight, and then we went about setting up to redress QRG, which is query, request, and grievances, and
right.
Started measuring in 300 branches every single day what are the queries that we are getting, what are the grievances or the complaints we are getting, and resolve that within a specified service levels. And we set up the SLAs for all the businesses and created a centralized customer service unit headed by a domain expert. And this took us about 7 months' time, and this was actually launched in full glory from 1st of November. But this was just the foundation. And then after that, we wanted to build on this, the cross-sales. And therein, we did a bureau scrub on our existing customers and found that our existing customers on the products that Magma finances, which is mortgage and vehicle loans and SME, are taking close to about 4,500 crore of loans from the other financiers, and they are existing customers of Magma. And therefore, we said that what we need to do is to ensure that we service those customers so that if they have a repeat loan request, they come to us or we reach out to them. And therefore, I can share with you not necessarily the numbers, that a very significant part of our business today comes from our repeat customers, existing customers with good track records, so therefore there is a lesser cost on acquiring those customers, and there is a better asset quality that we have, and the yields are pretty much the same. And this is just about 6 months after the launch, because this is something that went live in January. So in the coming year, I mean, the numbers will only keep increasing, because we still have not reached every nook and corner of all India, and we have launched this across certain businesses in most of the branches. So this is an initiative that we are very proud, and we will keep investing and reaping the benefits.
Right, sir. And my second and last question is that how do we look at the leadership position in your asset finance business? I believe you've alluded to the fact that you'll start looking out for a new CEO in FY21 and not immediately. Is my understanding correct, or how do we look at it?
That's right. And as I said, that right now we are going through the turbulent times in the industry, and therefore all hands on the deck, we have decided the leadership team of 5 senior guys, all based out of Mumbai. This is a luxury we never had before. I'm based here in Mumbai, and Kaushik has committed that he will spend about 7 to 8 days in a month as we require him to come to Mumbai or travel even to the locations. So therefore, this we believe is sufficient enough bandwidth to guide and supervise this team, which anyways has been working with Kaushik over the last 2 to 2.5 years. And this we believe will completely stabilize during this turbulent time. Once the volatility ends and the business is more stable, then in such a case we'll start looking at the new position.
So it's a fair assumption that you'll start looking out from April 2020. Is that a fair assumption?
See, anyways, you know, Kaushik is on board until 31st March.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, that we have the two other CEOs pretty well entrenched in their businesses, and those businesses are pretty stable, and therefore it has released my bandwidth, and therefore I'm able to spend time, and I've done this business before. So it is not that it is rudderless or directionless. And this is what you would expect the MD or the CEO to step in whenever there is a vacancy. Even if you start the process today, it takes typically between 3 to 6 months to select the outside candidate, and then another 3 months for the candidate to come on board. So
right.
During that period of time, the entire year will pass. So rather than focusing on that, what we want to do is to stabilize the ship, and in the meantime also look at what are the options available to us, so that we don't end up making a compromise choice.
Sure, sir. So what I understand from this discussion is that you're looking at an external candidate and not internal promotion. Is that a correct
understanding? I'm not ruling out the possibility of an internal candidate, suffice to say.
Right, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Praful Kumar. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. So first, I would also like to say the same feedback that this could have been handled well, you know, in terms of shareholder of the firm as the first investor said. Now, secondly, just want to understand how important is the board of Magma in terms of decision making. Can you talk about that, sir?
Sorry, what is the Magma question? Can you repeat, please?
Sir, how important is the role of the board in terms of decision making, and you know, in terms of how important is the decision making? You know, how involved is the board in terms of decision making of on key aspects like, you know, you
taking
the, yeah.
So I'm stepping in for the first as well as the second question. First of all, I would unconditionally and categorically state that I understand and appreciate your sentiment, and in hindsight feel that we could have handled it better. But at the same time, let me also say that what has been done we cannot undo. Second is, Magma is a very diversified shareholding based company, and therefore the role of the board is exceedingly important. And the composition of the board is such that we have 4 independent directors and we have 2 non-independent directors. As regards the finery of your question regarding the involvement of the board, let me just give you some idea that the various committees that we have, whether it is the audit committee, the nominations committee, the IT strategy committee, the risk management committee, the asset liability committee, these are the principal committees, and apart from this, we also have fair practices, code, and of course, the supreme is the board itself. So all these committees, one, are headed by the independent directors. Second is, barring the risk management committee, which is headed by me. The second is that we have the board meeting and the committee meeting spread over 2 days. So it is not a rush through. On day one, the committee meetings are held, and on day two, the board meetings are held. Further, we also found that the audit and the nominations committee are perforce, statutorily required to be held immediately preceding the board meeting, so they are held on day one. However, the ALCO, the risk management, and the IT strategy committee, we actually hold it in the other 2 months of the year, which is the second month and third month of the quarter, because typically in the first month of the quarter is where we have the proper board meeting. For example, today we had the asset liability committee meeting, which is headed by a former banker who is a member of the board, Mrs. Vijayalakshmi Iyer. She is the chairperson of the ALCO. Next week, we have the risk management committee. And whereas the board meeting and the audit committee is actually on 31st of July and 1st of August. So there is enough deliberations which are held at the committee meetings in which the independent directors participate, and the matters are discussed. The board is pretty involved in the strategy formulation and tracking the progress, and the presentations by the management team members for their respective businesses and the functions. This is all that I can say about your second question.
Thanks a lot. Kaushik, can you just, this is for Kaushik. Kaushik, can you please talk about your second, you know, line, five, six key people in terms of, you know, your 2.5 year execution, how important were they and how well groomed they are? You know, just a line will be very useful on your team.
Yeah, hi, Praful. I think Sanjay has covered that particular point fairly extensively in terms of the role of people and, you know, how long they've been tenured in the organization. Like, you know, you guys personally know Mahendra Brodia, who's the Chief Credit and Collections Officer, was about 20-odd years with Magma. Sanjeev Jha, who heads up the business, again, a tenured resource for about 20 years in Magma. Then you have the Chief Risk Chief Strategy Officer, the National Product Head. They're all industry veterans, and each guy comes with a very, very significant set of credentials that he brings to the role. And the transformation that we've kind of seen over the last 2.5 years would not have been accomplished or anywhere near accomplished, and the team, the execution team, you know, address and handle the responsibilities the way that they have. So the business is in extremely safe hands, and with Sanjay adopting a hands-on approach to managing this, and I'll be there to support Sanjay in this, I see absolutely no challenges in the execution team, the senior management team of the business taking this forward.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Praful. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. So there are no more questions.
Excellent. Thank you.